Okay, how do I actually start reading? Don't start at page one. Here's the beginner's route, the three questions that unlock any passage, and the context rules that keep you safe. Don't start at page one. Here's where most new Bible readers go wrong on day one. They open at Genesis like it's a novel, cruise through the good stories, and then hit the legal codes of Leviticus around week three and quietly give up. If that's happened to you, you're not weak. You just took the scenic route without a map. The Bible is a library, step three, remember. Nobody enters a library at shelf one. You enter at the book written for you. John 20, verse 31. John tells you his purpose straight out. These are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing you may have life. An entire gospel, written for the person still deciding. Start with the Gospel of John. It was explicitly written for people examining the claims of Jesus. Then read Mark, the shortest, fastest gospel, probably built on Peter's eyewitness preaching. Then Luke and Acts back to back, one author, two volumes, from the manger to the church exploding across the empire. Do that, and you'll have the whole story's center of gravity. Genesis, Psalms, and Romans make a great second lap. A chapter a day is plenty. John in 3 weeks. No heroics required. The readers who last are the ones who go small and steady. The three questions that unlock any passage. You don't need a seminary degree. You need three questions, asked in order every time. 1. What does it actually say? Read slowly. Read it twice. Who's speaking to whom about what? You'd be amazed how many arguments dissolve at this step alone. 2. What did it mean to them? The original hearers, a Hebrew slave nation, a persecuted house church in Rome. Scripture can never mean what it never meant to them first. 3. What does it mean for me? Only now. Application built on the first two questions stands firm. Application that skips them is how I can do all things through Christ, Philippians 4 verse 13. Paul's word about surviving hunger in prison becomes a caption for winning football matches. Context isn't a scholar's luxury. It's the difference between reading God's word and reading your own reflection. The context rules that prevent 90% of misreadings. You've watched this whole foundation series do it. The Greek words, the covenant timeline, the when was this written. That's not decoration. That's the skill. For rules make it yours. Read paragraphs, not fridge magnets. A verse ripped from its paragraph can be made to say nearly anything. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, plans to prosper you, was written to exiles facing 70 years in Babylon. It's a promise of faithfulness through a long, hard road, which is better news than a bumper sticker and costlier. Know the genre. Poetry, Psalms, speaks in images. Law, Leviticus, binds a covenant people at a point in the story. Letters, Romans, answer real situations. Apocalyptic, Revelation, paints in symbols. Reading poetry like a legal contract or prophecy like a newspaper breaks every one of them. Located in the story. Which covenant? Before the cross or after? Step four gave you the map. A sacrifice law and a psalm and a command of Jesus are all in one story, but not at the same point in it. Let the clear interpret the unclear. Scripture is its own best commentary. When a verse puzzles you, don't build a theology on it. Find the plain passages on the same topic and read the puzzle in their light. Hebrew, Haggah. To meditate, literally to mutter, murmur, chew. Psalm 1 says the blessed person meditates on God's word day and night. Not emptying the mind, filling the mouth. Ancient readers read aloud, turning words over slowly like food. Speed isn't the goal, absorption is. Psalm 1 verses 1 to 3. The Bible's own picture of what steady, chewed over reading produces. A tree by water, fruit in season. Psalm 119 verse 18. The one prayer to pray before reading. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Don't read alone and use your tools. The Bible was written to communities and read aloud among them. The you in most New Testament letters is plural. Private reading is powerful, but it was never meant to be solitary confinement. Read with a friend. Ask your church's pastors the hard questions. Feeding you is literally their calling, 2 Timothy 4 verse 2. And when you hit something confusing or hear a claim you're not sure about, a preacher, a TikTok, a doubt at 11 p.m., you know what to do by now, examine it. That's what this whole site is for. Type the question, see the passages, weigh the views, and make up your own mind with the text open in front of you. One chapter a day is enough. John in 3 weeks, the Gospels in 3 months, small and steady beats heroic and abandoned. Three, questions per passage. What does it say? What did it mean to them? What does it mean for me? Zero, verdicts from this website. You've got the manuscripts, the witnesses, the story, and the method. The pen is yours now. Source, Gordon Fee and Amp, Douglas Stewart, How to Read the Bible for All It's Worth, The Classic Beginner's Guide to Genre and Context. Source, John 20 verses 30 to 31, Luke 1 verses 1 to 4, The Gospel Writer's Own Statements of Purpose. Source, Psalm 1, Psalm 119, The Bible's Own Theology of Bible Reading. Examine for yourself. This is the last step of foundations and the first step of everything else. You now know the book is reliably transmitted, historically anchored, one continuous story, and bought for you at terrible cost. The only fitting response is the Berean one. Open it daily and see if these things are so. Acts 17 verse 11. Pray Psalm 119 verse 18. Start John chapter 1 tonight and stay close to a church that loves this book. Everything on this site is just a lamp pointed at the page. The treasure is the word itself.